welcome to A Drummer's Guide to the podcast, all about the things that it takes to be a professional musician, aside from actually playing your instrument, which we are going to take as a given. It's a long-ass journey. It's always going to be a long journey. Sorry, I semi-swore there, and I always said I wouldn't swear. Anyway, so today I want to talk about something that I didn't think that I would have to revisit, but I am, because I just can't, it's just come on so unexpectedly and to the point they shocked me. So this is an episode that I'm calling, well, so far, I may change the name of it, let's face it, but Perfectionism Revisited. I know that I have done episodes in the past about perfectionism and sort of the perfectionist paralysis, I think I called it, something like that. I don't know, I can't remember. But anyway, perfectionism. Now, this is something that I think we all struggle with at some point in our lives, if not currently, then previously, whatever. Now, in the last, I'd like to say, how long? This is a great question that I'm not asking, like, you, I'm asking myself, and I probably should have asked myself this before I started. How long have I not been a perfectionist for, or actively fought against being a perfectionist? Probably since 2016. I'm going to say that, since 2016, and currently we're in 2024, so 8 years, right? I reckon I have actively fought against being a perfectionist. It's been hard. Because, like, growing up, and especially drumming, I've always been very hard on myself. Excuse my stomach. I'm hungry. I'm going to eat after this episode. I can't wait. I've no idea what, I do know what I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat avocado pesto with pasta, and then I've got some falafels that I need to eat, and then also I think I've got a couple of bits of fish that I just want to grill and then have that on top. Sounds like a bit of a random mix. It is a bit of a random mix, but I'm really excited about it. Anyway, yes, perfectionism. So I used to be so hard on myself, and honestly, I didn't realise I was. I just kind of, it's just how I was wired. But I realised, and I'm not even sure how I realised, but this perfectionist kind of thing, these perfectionist tendencies would often stop me from executing, from doing things. And I think it got to a point where I'm almost certain I just got sick of myself, and historically, that is the thing that will make me move the most on things, is when I just get sick of myself. I'm just like, nah, I'm done with this. Like, I get really annoyed, and then I just go, right, how am I going to sort this out? I get really angry at myself, basically. But anyway, in terms of drumming and perfectionism, I certainly have been challenging it since 2016. I'd say I've gotten very good at not being perfect in the last few years, definitely, and just trying to embrace that. And basically the mantra that I've been using probably for the last 4 years, maybe a bit longer, is it good enough? That's what I ask myself. Is it good enough? And then I go from there, and I just, say I'm working on a piece of content for Instagram, say, is it good enough? It's good enough. It's never going to be perfect. So therefore, is it good enough? Yeah. Does it have value? Great. Okay. Put it out there. That's fine. And then we'll just see what happens. And that has kind of freed me, definitely. Whereas before, I would see every little mistake, every little thing that I wasn't happy with. Like, for instance, when I first started doing these talking to camera videos, when I first started doing them, it was in 2014, I think it was, maybe 2015, and I did a series on YouTube called Ask M. It's still up there, so you can still see it, and I was so self-conscious and so aware of being imperfect that, and in fairness, this was a style choice as well, because there was another dude that I used to watch, and I really like this style of basically cutting out the dead air and the ums and the ahs and the all that sort of stuff, all the filler words, so that it was very da 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 da. It's very choppy, but I quite liked it. In hindsight now, it's not my vibe now. And I basically created these videos with this idea that if I used any filler words, that was me not being perfect. And to combat that, I would just literally delete them all, which I liked as a style, but actually it isn't great for being human. Also, a lot of work. It was then. I think you can pretty much do it with AI now, but at the time, it was a lot of work to cut out every single little word, and it's hard enough, like, talking to camera and trying to be relaxed about it, I suppose, let alone having to do all of this stuff afterwards of, like, editing, and I'm not about it. It's why, unless something technical happens on these episodes that I have to edit out, or as it was a few weeks ago, unless I'm coughing to the point that it's actually ridiculous and I need to just chop that out because it's not okay, then I like the humanisms. I like the rawness of just doing a one take where it's just, hello, this is me, and all the tangents and all the bits that I get wrong and all the silly words that I say that are not the correct words, but I think that they're sort of the correct words, and then I look up the definition afterwards and I'm like, well, that wasn't the right word. Oh well, you know, it's all those moments of imperfection that I think are the most relatable and also the most interesting. Like, for me, it certainly is when I'm listening to podcasts, they're the most interesting moments. It's the same when I listen to drummers or go watch gigs. There are certain drummers that I watch that are technically perfect, and that's beautiful. Love it for them. That's great. But it's not that it's not interesting, but it can leave me a little cold. However, when things happen that are unexpected, or there are little moments, those human imperfect moments, I love those moments so much. They're my favourites, and they are the moments that I am endeared to the musician, that I'm like, oh, we can be friends. Do you know what I mean? Whether they like it or not sometimes. And it's just like, yeah, those moments are the most important moments to me. Anyway, I realised this with my drumming, like I say, with putting out content, with this podcast, and I was like, right, I'm going to lean into the imperfection side of things. And even to this day, like, I was doing a recording session literally 2 days ago, and I was recording, like, I was on my third take, so the final take of this song, and I was thinking about all the things, all the possibilities, and then I was like, but the person that I'm sending this to does not know all the possibilities that I have in my head. However, what I've recorded I like, and is that good enough? Or do I need to start going down the road of all the possibilities? It's like, no, I don't. They are just possibilities. And if they come back and say, I want something different, maybe we can explore that. But I like what I've done. They don't know what I have or haven't done. They're just hearing exactly what I've chosen for this song. And there's something beautiful about that, because I think if you have too many options, then things get difficult. And as I say, my mantra, is it good enough? Yes. And please don't think that that's me just not striving for always trying to be better, because I am constantly. But what it means to me is that, is it good enough? Yeah, put it out then onto the next, because by virtue of just doing more of the thing, you get better at the thing. So the bar is always moving up, no matter what. So I kind of hold solace in that. I believe that maybe it's not true. I don't care. It's what I see in my playing, in the things that I send to my clients. And I know that because I record myself, like, I keep records of what I'm doing so that I can look back and go, oh no, this is definitely better. So anyway, that's kind of my thing with my playing and my career and all that sort of stuff. Now, the reason I want to address this is because something weird happened to me that was very unexpected. So I've spoken about this a little bit already, and that is, since September 2023, well, the end of August 2023, I started doing boxing, right? I'm obsessed. I love it. It is a centering force for me. I enjoy it so much. I know what you're thinking. You're crazy. You are a drummer. You should be protecting your wrist. Don't worry. I'm being mindful in saying that. I have injured my shoulder. It's fine. I keep telling myself it's fine, it will be fine. I'm still able to play, so that's fine, but I'm not able to box currently. I'm hoping tomorrow I can get back to it. But something interesting happened, because, you know, it's been a long time since I started something from scratch where I didn't know anything about it. Like, nothing. I've always had a draw towards boxing, and I don't know why. But in terms of knowledge, zero. I don't watch boxing. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy watching people hit each other. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it is what it is. I'm a pacifist, man. I'm peace and love and all that sort of stuff. So I don't like people beating the hell out of each other. That's not my thing. But anyway, I started out and I did this beginner's course. It was an 8-week course, and just feeling the growth and the progress with a bunch of people that are in the same boat as you. You're all moving in the same direction together. You're on this journey together. Ah, it's wicked. It's so good. I loved it. Then I got into this sort of like level 2 class. Again, same sort of thing. You're with people. You're all on this journey together. You're all progressing together. You know, everyone's like at slightly different levels, but within a realm of a similar kind of level, which was wicked. Brilliant. Did that. Another 8-week course. I was hooked. Like, literally. I was hooked. And then something interesting happened. So after these 16 weeks total, I was officially an advanced boxer. I am officially an advanced boxer. I wouldn't say that, but that's what they tell me at the gym, right? Which means that I could do these advanced classes. Now, these advanced classes are a mix of people that have been boxing for a similar amount of time as me, although arguably the ones that I've been to so far, I am the least experienced by at least a few months, right up until people that have been boxing like the whole of their life, right? And you do like combos and stuff, which in itself was a whirlwind to me. Like, just understanding what they're asking you to do is a thing for me, whereas obviously people that have been doing it a long time, they know what people are saying, they do the thing, but it's a whole language. It's like music. It's exactly the same. And then at the end of each of these advanced classes, you do sparring with people, which is, in case you didn't know, where you just basically you hit each other in a loving way, can I just say, and that is in the body and the head. Now, you know that old saying, like, everyone has a plan until you get hit in the face? Is it Tyson that said that? I don't know. Like I said, I'm rubbish. I think it's Tyson that said that. Mike Tyson. I've always thought, yeah, sure. Mate, there is nothing that can prepare you for getting hit in the face and hit in the head. Even if it's, like, not even that hard, or, like, lovingly, as I say. It is a whole thing. So, but the interesting thing that has happened with me is that these perfectionist tendencies that I experienced when I was coming up drumming, like I say, up until not that long ago, like 6-8 years ago, came to the forefront. It was the wildest thing, because bear in mind, boxing for me has always been a fun thing, purely fun, purely growth. It's been the most incredible thing. But as soon as I started getting hit in the head, my internal monologue has been just like, you're rubbish, you can't do this, you're no good at this. In fact, this should probably be an episode about negative self-talk, because it is a lot about that. And it, for me, it was just like, you know, even doing these combos, if I'm not doing them perfectly, then I'm ripping myself apart, whether that's internally or sometimes I'm saying it out loud. I'm like, come on, just sort this out. Poor people that have to work with me, they're probably just like, this woman is crazy. Luckily, there are people around me that kind of spot and go, hey, be kinder to yourself, like, this is, you're all right, you're doing better than you think. But all I see is the mistakes, and because, like, it's very easy to see the mistakes, because the result is you get hit in the face. So but as I say, it's just this weird thing of like realizing that those perfectionist tendencies are still in me, and I thought that I had kind of combated them, battled them, gotten rid of them. No, it just depends on the situation. And I'm still sort of like working that out. And, you know, this kind of thing is it good enough? Doesn't really fit, because I don't know what that looks like. I think what that looks like for me is not getting hit in the head, but that's kind of unrealistic. So I need to make peace with this imperfectionist thing, and the result of that is being hit. And it's weird. And it's just, it's this journey that I didn't think I was going to have to go down. I thought that I had nipped it in the bud, as it were. Let me tell you, perfectionist stuff on the drums now, forget about it. Not relevant. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. No one's going to die. No one's going to get hit in the face. AKA, I'm not going to get hit in the face. Well, hopefully, unless I'm working with a very strange artist that is very aggro and very physical. But even then, now I do boxing, so I can duck out the way. But yeah, it's just this kind of, yeah, this perfectionist tendency. And like I said, I didn't even realize it was happening, which was the wildest thing about it. I just thought I was kind of holding myself to a high standard of like, nope, come on, you need to do this. But then I realized I wasn't enjoying it as much. And it was actually someone else that pointed it out to me. They're like, do you realize how harsh you're being on yourself? And I was like, no, it's just that I need to sort this out. I need to do it. And I realized this way that I was talking to myself was so negative and just so mean, And again, I know this voice because it's how I used to talk to myself about the drums when I was younger. It's wild. So I'm currently just kind of trying to, I don't know, not even placate the perfectionist in me, but trying to work out what is good enough in this scenario, and trying to be kinder to myself. You know, it's always so easy to say, you know, be kinder to yourself. Yeah, all right, yeah. But if the result of me being kind to myself means I get hit in the face more, I don't like it. But it's just, I don't know, it's an interesting thing to have it in a different, like a transposed kind of situation, if you like, a transposed scenario to one that I've been so used to. Let me tell you, I'm getting a lot better at moving. There's nothing that gets you moving quicker than getting hit. But yeah, it's just kind of this patience as well that I think is such a big part of it, this noticing. And when I catch myself now with these perfectionist tendencies, I try and just tell myself, look, this is fun. And the people, even the people that are hitting me in the face, they're not actually properly, and it's in a fun way. I know that probably sounds bizarre if you don't do any sort of martial arts, but it is. It's with love and with care. No one's trying to hurt each other. No one's trying to bruise each other up or anything like that. But I just found it interesting that there is still something in me that I actively need to fight against, literally, to stop myself from being so cruel. It's so horrible to know that voice is still there. At least I'm aware of it. I mean, look, let's be realistic here. I don't even know how long, but let's say for 15 years of my drumming career, let's just put it as that, even though it was more and across more spectrums, I was talking to myself like that daily, like more than daily, like not even just like once every day, constantly. It was constantly picking out all the things that were wrong. And I was reacting in a way that I was getting hit in the face. And it was just like, I was so mean to myself. And it destroyed me. It destroyed my self-confidence, what little confidence I did have. It destroyed any self-esteem that I had. It destroyed everything about me. And yeah, okay, it got me to a place where I could have a career. But even when I was a place where I was working professionally and all that sort of stuff, I was still talking to myself in the worst possible way. Like I cannot express enough how awful I was in the way that I talked to myself. And to hear that voice again, it threw me off so much. It threw me off like to the point that in this first advanced class I have, I started having what I would probably consider a panic attack. I don't think I've ever really properly had one before, but it felt like that's what was happening. And I just, it was wild. So I think for me, the way that I am trying to battle this perfectionism, this negative self-talk, is just trying desperately to focus on the things that I do well. So any punch that I avoid, I have to be like, fair enough, I did that. And yeah, I may have got hit in the face 3 seconds later, but I avoided one, so that's good. And just kind of trying to work on it gradually and slowly with a lot of patience with myself. That's the other thing. I have to remember that I am new to this. Also, I don't like being the worst in any situation, and I'm the worst in the advanced class. I'm, let's say, the least experienced. I don't like that. It makes me uncomfortable. It's very good for me. It means that I progress more. There are a lot of benefits to it, but it makes me uncomfortable. So I'm just trying to trust the process, as it were. Be patient. And as one of my teachers says, all in good time, all in good time. So I just need to be patient with it and just try and be my own advocate. I was going to say biggest advocate. I can't go that far. Just be my own advocate and be kind to myself. So I hope that if you are suffering with any sort of perfectionism or sort of like negative self-talk right now in what you're doing, know that you're not alone. I thought I'd shifted it. I thought I'd shook it off. I don't know. And dealt with it and gone, I know how to deal with that now. No, absolutely not. No, what I've learned in the last 3 weeks, no, incorrect. It is come at me and I did not anticipate it. I didn't realize it had happened until someone else pointed it out to me, and then I spoke to my therapist about it and I was like, oh my goodness, I've reverted back to being 16. This is ridiculous. As you can tell, I'm a little bit annoyed by it. But I think it's a really good challenge in kind of trying to keep in mind also the goal, which for me, the goal of boxing is to have fun. Being hit in the face is not fun. So I better learn to move quicker and better, and therefore I'll have fun again. And I am already, you know, I'm getting there. I am having more fun than that first session, that's for sure. And I will get there and it will be okay, but it's a process. I just got to trust the process. Anyway, this was a bit of a rambling one. I'm very sorry. It's just, you know, this is all quite stream of consciousness because I'm still working through it. It's surprised me. It's really surprised me. But anyway, I'm going to go and have some lunch now, but I hope that you guys are having a good day. So if you enjoyed this episode and you're watching on YouTube, first of all, if you're watching on YouTube, can we talk about this hood? Oh, I love this hood. This hoodie is so fun. Sorry if you're listening on podcasting platforms, but I'm wearing a really cool hoodie. So if you're watching on YouTube, please feel free to like, share and subscribe. If you're listening on any good podcasting platforms, please do leave a review. It really helps in getting the word out to other creatives that this might help in some way, and not feeling as alone, because it's kind of my thing. Also, if you would like to go the extra mile and be like the good people on Patreon, you can now support this podcast if you go to patreon.com/EmilyDrums. And if you want to see any of the other random things that I do in my professional life, there are no videos of me boxing as of yet, then you can go to emilydrums.com. You can see all the stuff that I do there. That's my recording, touring, mentoring, whatever. There's a whole bunch of stuff. There's a bunch of free stuff. Yeah, I keep myself busy. What can I say? Anyway, I'm going to love you. I'm going to leave you. I hope you're having a great day. And I will see you next time for another subject. All right. See you later. Mwah. Bye. Let's go.